Dear Mother, just to say I have had to extend my business trip a little longer than planned. I may have to go abroad for a while. It's a difficult job and only yours truly can handle the complications. Will write later to let you know where I am. Hope the clotted cream has arrived by now. Love, Dennis.
Morning, sir.
Not seen you before.
No, I'm just a casual employee. One of the many round here, I can tell you.
Really?
Well, everybody does bits and pieces. My dad calls it the broken biscuit economy, whatever that is. What can I get you?
Coffee, marmalade, toast, please.
Okay. Do you want the morning paper?
Please. You've got some new guests.
Special midweek offer there. 3 days economy break. Brings them in all right. It's Christine's idea. I'll get you breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Broken biscuits.
Pardon?
Allow me. What you used to buy if you didn't have much money?
Sorry.
Just over here in your confab with the waitress. Broken biscuit economy.
Oh, right.
It's nice down here, isn't it? No crowds at this time of year.
Absolutely.
Mind you, they still try it on, don't they, Brian?
Oh, she means last night.
5p extra for pickles on a ham sandwich.
Really?
Not here. At a pub called the Black Bull.
Bit steep, that kind of thing.
I'll try and give it a miss.
Are you here on holiday?
Sort of.
Ah.
There's a lot of litter, isn't there?
Litter?
The beach. Don't seem at all keen to shift it.
I hadn't noticed.
They're very good at all that abroad. Huge machines every morning, isn't that right, Brian? And chemical cleaning, too.
Where are you from?
Lincoln.
Oh, we've been there, haven't we? Last year, Easter week, touring in the caravan.
The toilet facilities outside the cathedral were appalling. Do you remember that, Brian?
Oh, I do. Substandard was not the word.
Yeah.
It's a pity you should mention that. My dad cleans them.
I beg your pardon?
In Lincoln. My father's a hygiene assistant. The cathedral toilets are his responsibility.
Oh, I'd no idea. I didn't mean...
It's all right. You weren't to know.
Coincidence, though, isn't it? Who'd have thought?
Ain't it just?
Didn't mean to offend, I'm sure.
It's all right. He only does the gents. The ladies are Mrs. Mablethorpe's concerned. She's the one to blame, perhaps. I'll ask him.
I don't know what to say.
Don't worry about it. Really. It's pleasant down here, isn't it? A bit autumnal, but very nice.
Are you staying long?
Only for one night, actually.
We're on a midweek economy break.
I'm waiting for the workmen to finish my villa out on the moors.
Really? A villa?
Got a few friends coming down for a big house party. Maybe take the yacht to Spain next week. It's moored at Falmouth.
I say?
You have got some money then, young man?
Lottery cash.
Lottery cash? Oh, really?
Not so loud, eh? Discretion, you know.
The jackpot, you mean?
About a year ago, yes.
That must be wonderful. We always have a go, don't we, Brian?
Can I ask you something?
Ask away.
What were your numbers? Only we have a set entry, you see. Yeah. I'm curious.
16, 24, 32, 17, 19 and 51.
51, did you say?
Right, 51, the clincher.
But there are only 49 numbers in the lottery.
I beg your pardon?
Only 49 numbers in the lottery.
Ah, it wasn't the British lottery.
It wasn't.
No, the Brazilian. In fact, I won it twice. Quite a record. 900 million pesetas.
Golly gosh. I don't know what to say.
Well, I do, and it's on your bike. That's what it is.
What's the matter, Brian?
I think our friend is having us on, Joyce. That's what I think.
What do you mean?
A bit early in the morning for silly games, isn't it, young man?
I think breakfast's here.
What do you mean, silly games? Brian!
Toast, coffee, marmalade.
Come along, Joyce.
And 2 full breakfasts?
No, thanks. I'm leaving the table. Excuse me.
It's breakfast, Brian. It's part of the package. Full English.
I'm asking you to come with me now, Joyce.
Is something wrong, sir?
Yes, I want to see the manager. Now.
Well, Christine's in the kitchen. Will she do? She saw the manager too.
Well, I don't know. He's got a hard job, you know. It's not good for him to get worked up like this. Oh, dear. Brian!
What was all that about?
Do you know they charge 5p extra for pickles on the sandwiches at the Black Bull?
I never go there. Telson says the beer's rubbish. Only he doesn't quite put it like that.
Day 4. October 2nd. I've just finished breakfast, where I got into conversation with Brian and Joyce. You'd have liked them, Morris. clearly deposit account people, long-term savings, the great retainers, pennies and pounds, Tessas and Peps, a very nice couple planning their wise futures wisely, taking TV afternoon safe early baths, walking up country lanes in sensible shoes, bent over roses in the final cardigan years. You made me promise to shoot you before you got there. Playing safe, you always said, was like playing dead. All talk, Morris, all talk. I can see you in your pork pie retirement hat and brogues, scanning the telegraph for your equity results, shouting at the neighbours, asking for your special tankard. You won't escape because you don't really want to. And me? What do I want? Still no news from beyond. I'm beginning to fret now. This morning, I heard the hotel phone ringing out very early for a long time, and I thought maybe this was the one. But nothing happened. I think now is the time to move on. I'm thinking of going abroad. Plenty of room there to get lost. It's almost wintry here now. The leaves tumbling along the seaside pavements, the rain on my window, the sea whipping up out there in the bay. Everything's closing down and closing in. I've started to think about the worst. I mean the very worst. The years I might lose. The iron bars. The closed doors. The long silences. I don't know how I'm ever going to bear it. Will you come and visit me, Morris? Bring me rusty files inside cream cakes. Sit across from me at those tables like in the films, shouting along with the others, news from the outside world. Talk to me about jazz and life with Mr. Furestone.
I want some place in the morning. Sleeping in the car, home, no job, no peace, no worry.
Hello?
Are you there, Mr. Sanderson?
Come in. Hi.
Can I have a word with you, please?
Of course.
Well, it's difficult. Not had this situation before. Usually any complaints we get are about us, not other guests.
Brian and Joyce? Litter on the beach?
They're not happy at all. The way you spoke to them at breakfast, I don't know what went on exactly.
In disgrace. Sorry, my fault.
What was it all about?
I just fell into conversation. They took offence.
Mr. Yarrow says you were extracting the Michael out of his lady wife and he doesn't appreciate it.
A bit of fun. Don't know what came over me, Gov.
He wants an apology over leaving. I could do without this, actually. I mean, bloody Martin's gone sailing, of course.
I'll apologise.
Would you?
I don't want you to lose customers.
Oh, I'd be grateful. Really grateful.
I will do it now. Actually, I'll be leaving tomorrow. I was going to tell you.
Not because of...
Not because of the Yarrows. Holiday's over. Back to work. Okay.
I'll prepare your bill, then.
Ta.
Will it be an early start?
Not sure. I'll keep in touch on that.
Sue left a message for you.
Oh.
Said she was going to the cafe this morning. Bit of refurbishment. Asked me to pass that on. If it's of any interest, that is.
It most certainly is. Hmm. The Yarrows first, though. Broken biscuits.
Caught me up a ladder. You got my message?
I did. Need any help?
Not really. It's something you have to do at the season's end. It's the sea air. It rots the paint.
New colour scheme?
Yeah. It might bring me lucky trade next year.
Fancy a break, boss lady?
Go in, the kettle's boiled. We can have some coffee.
I enjoyed last night.
Same here. Very much.
I hope I didn't... You first.
It's a pity, that's all.
That you're shooting off so soon?
Tomorrow, actually.
Well, let's keep it light then, okay?
I've got something for you.
What?
A present. Here.
This isn't keeping it light, is it, Dennis?
Go on. Sugar in this.
No, Tar. I'm...
Sweet enough.
What are you doing, Mr. Sanderson?
Making coffee.
I mean this.
What about it?
It's bloody real, isn't it?
I bloody hope so.
Emeralds. These are emeralds, aren't they? Real.
So the man said.
Dennis, I can't accept this.
I want you to have it.
2 days, a little chat, nice meal, an evening walk.
That's the point. We haven't much time.
We have? All the time in the world, actually.
I'm going. Leaving. Farewell.
Well, there's telephones, letters. What's the desperation, Dennis? We're not 13-year-olds. We know tomorrow'll come soon enough. What's the rush?
I can't explain. I just want it to happen now.
I can't handle all this. Here.
What's this?
It's a paintbrush. You can help me. You're exactly what I need just now.
Which is?
A fast worker.
Sue, please.
Not now, okay? Let's just paint.
And tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, okay?
You ought to know, Morris, that I blame you. I don't mean that like it sounds, but you were always the one with the ideas, the schemes, weaving your escape stories over coffee or out to lunch at Mr. Snappy's, over those big brown crusty bread sandwiches, or at the Dog and Partridge, slipping back the halves, especially on Thank God It's Fridays, till 1 minute to the hour, running like school kids to get back into our places under the sneering looks of Ice Maiden Jane and the Klondike Kid, who sniffed our breath like a couple of canaries testing for poison gas. You were the one. The outlaw. The gangster. The fraudster. The embezzler. But only in your dreams. Just playing. Whilst all the time, I was doing it for real.
P.S. Has Springsteen turned up yet? If not, we'll just have to take it he's done a bunk. Typical true love.